I'm Slut from The Rectals.
And I'm Andrew from The Rectals, and you're checking out The Grind on PunkRadioCast.com!
All right, this is Dustin from Title Track Records. You're checking out The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Hi, I'm Ian Incorporated from The Corporation.
I'm David Corporation.
I'm Steve Heretic from Corporation. You're checking out The Grind on PunkRadioCast.com.
Hello, this is Ryan Koch from Instant Pink. I play bass guitar.
Red Deer on guitar.
This is Alexi.
This is Athena.
And
they're Instant Pink.
We are Instant Pink.
Rack!
The Grind right here on PunkRadioCast.com. This is Volume 81. This is the Back from the Dead edition. We are bringing back not just The Grind. We've been away for about a month or so, and we're going to be back in your face right now, in fact. And we've got a band here from Lloydminster, Instant Pink. How are you guys doing today?
Sensational.
We're here for a wedding. Sensational wedding.
Yeah, let's. What's going on in the background here, Alexa?
Today we have my sister's wedding. This is my dad, his daughter's wedding.
It's Hi, everybody.
It's a beautiful day for the family and the band to come together. We're not playing. We're not allowed, but we are joining.
Smart choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a good day today, and we have a big show coming up. So
June 18th. Well, let's do. Before we get into that, let's do a little bit of an introduction for new listeners and viewers here to Punk Radio Cast. Who do we have here?
Yeah. Red Deer.
What do you play?
Oh, I play guitar.
My name's Ryan Koch. I play instruments.
I'm Alexi. I sing badly and play synth. Kindergarten keyboard.
And?
He grows a great beard.
Oh, I'm Carly. I'm a groupie. I'm Athena, and I'm a second vocalist
for my brother. Out, yeah.
I'm Louie, and I sing one song for them with their grease trap.
No, it's the best song we have.
Yeah, I understand that you did some performance with them. Would you want to talk about that?
Well, it was kind of bizarre. I never sung in my life. I never thought I would have a skill to do that. Told my son, pull my legs, both of them. And he said, Daddy, I will learn a song for you and you have to sing. And that was a Greek song. And I never thought he would learn that. And I agreed to that. And that was my fault. So we put the band together. We practiced 5 or 6 times. And it was amazing. We took a lyric song of 3 minutes and we made it to 8 minutes and outstanding. We're going to have a CD very soon, you know, out with one song, with a grease trap. I never thought, you know, I'm going to sing with my son. I always dislike his music. I'm a rock and roll guy, not a punk. But
he said he likes the music.
Yeah. But I was enjoying the few times that I joined the group in the studio and we jam. I never thought I'll do that in my age. But, you know, it was an experience. And I will remember that the rest of my life. And I thank the boys that they accept me as one of the group. Thank you, boys.
So we did mention the big show coming up at the Cooler. It's part of Battle of the Bands, the Cooler here in Lloydminster. If you're in Edmonton, Saskatoon, get your asses here. It's coming up next weekend. So you guys, like we said, back from the dead. You guys have been on a little bit of a hiatus.
We're kind of back from the dead, yeah.
Yeah. What have you guys been doing in that time? Writing some new material, perhaps?
I'm going to grab this microphone here. How close should I be? About here?
Come on, Bob Barker.
No, it's perfect. We've been personally, you know, scratching our backs and taking our time, taking a breather, writing good songs.
It took some time to explore different areas of life.
Yeah, explore different areas of life.
Funk and Groove Records.
Yeah. This microphone is weird.
I think it's you that's weird. Yeah.
What do you have on that topic there?
Oh, no, like I said, we just took time off. Just sometimes it wasn't going exactly how we thought it should go, so explored a few different areas of life, staying up for 5 days and trying to live normally. But I don't know, we have a big show coming up and we're all together, so I think it's just meant to be when you go through all that stuff and you're all still friends, I guess.
Definitely.
Even if, I don't know, I wouldn't call them my friends in public, but you know, we're here and we rock and we got a lot of good stuff coming up for the future of Instant Pink.
Now, last time you guys were on the show, I was just talking to Adam about this outside. It was volume 18,
yeah.
And this is volume 81, so a little bit reciprocal, a little cool,
yes,
on that.
Sir.
Yeah, definitely. That was at your CD release party, July 20. No, I don't know what day it was. July in 2008.
Yeah.
At the Civic Center here in Lloyd. And you guys have some new material.
We have a lot of new material.
Do you guys have any plans to maybe put that down on a CD or vinyl or something?
We probably have 2 albums worth more of material now. And I don't know, we're just looking for the time. And this is kind of like going to be like a jump start to more things, we hope. See how this show goes. It's going to be a really good show, something we've never done. Like we should have done a long time ago.
Yeah,
we always plan shows.
Definitely the show that should have been done 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like every time that we've played, like this is the attempt every time. But this show is like...
We just get confused really easy and get lost and go up on stage wasted and, you know, and it's always fun, but this time I think we can actually put a backbone behind our set and just, you know, show the audience we're more than just, not more, but we can do more with that, you know, with ourselves once in a while.
So beyond that, any regrets possibly from previous performances or anything like that? No?
None.
Nothing.
No.
What about that one thing that you... No, just kidding.
No. Falling on my face at the Starlight Room, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Every bit counted, right?
You guys have quite the interesting drives to show sometimes. You guys were going to Edmonton to play an event at the Starlight, and what happened?
Yeah, we're supposed to open up for Delana Rocks from Superstar Nova.
Rockstar.
Or like... disband or MTV.
Some TV band thing.
And we were apparently pulled over at gunpoint on the way to Edmonton. And each one of us had to separately get out of the vehicle. And we had guns pointed at the back of our heads for nothing. Because they thought we had weapons of mass destruction or something. But after that, the cops, we signed one of our CDs for them.
Yeah, we were all
and they took a CD.
Bad.
Yeah, they felt bad. So they took a CD, and left us with shaken bones. And
then we went and ate Talana's grapes, and she freaked out.
Yeah,
we ate her fucking grapes.
Yeah, I heard a really good, I read really good reviews and heard great things about that performance there.
Actually, it's funny, they didn't even really write anything about the Delana Rocks. They said she was playing, but Instant Pink, blah, 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 blah. Like, she was nice at first, but yeah, we actually went backstage and, we were just fooling around, like we had some of her Hall's candies and ate some celery sticks. And had
you the, took stuff off of her rider?
Yeah, it was, you know, we were
I
backstage.
I rubbed one of her
too.
Celery sticks on my leg.
But yeah, she wasn't too
mad. I don't know why she was mad at you guys.
Yeah, but. Me neither, but you know, we still love you, Delana, if you're out there. Yeah.
You're the best.
If she's out there.
If she's out there.
If she's watching,
it was really short, so yeah.
So beyond some new material, do you guys have anything up your sleeves for this performance coming up next week?
Come and see.
We got two heroin needles up our sleeves. Sleepy. No, there's lots of stuff like the light show, projectors,
limo,
guests. Yeah, special guests,
shopping carts, secret fighter,
shopping carts, trees, animals. Louis, paint.
Grease trap paint.
Underwear.
James.
The open night for panties. This is it. This is the time to come out and enjoy.
I understood all those words, but not in the string that they were being presented in. So if anyone is like out of town, perhaps, and they want to come to the show, do you guys have some rides set up coming from Edmonton or Saskatoon or just around town?
We do. Yeah. Hitchhike if you can. Even just to come see what I'm wearing, it'll be worth it. It's a surprise. But yeah,
it's $2, right?
Wear earplugs and just glasses so you can see what I'll be wearing at the show.
Yeah, it's $2 to get in, right?
Yeah, $2 to get in. Yeah,
and everybody's may possibly receive a duck button.
A duck button.
We can't.
Is that slang for something?
Well, it's a certain Instant Pink song, but there's a little more. There's a little more, but I guess that's to come to the show. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We found that on our life adventures outside of the band. What the duck button was. Yeah. So yeah, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
And Louis will be up on stage.
Not this time, unfortunately.
If you want to.
You know, they have age limits, you know, for that show, so.
Oh, you would tear the room.
You know, we have to change the name of the band, you know, that there will be the Thistles, you know, the Fussle system. So I'll let the boys do their job because I did mine with them and I enjoyed it. Like I said, you know, we went complete wake from what they usually play.
Oh,
and the amazing thing, they really enjoyed what they did.
It was a Greek night.
It was a Greek night. night, the Ukrainian night, there was a fundraiser. We done a fundraiser, and it was amazing. The people, we blew them away, and they blew me away because I was surprised how good musicians they are to learn.
When they actually put their mind.
That's right, and they were sober, and they knew what they were doing. That was the best part, you know, for a change.
It really changed a lot, yeah. Well,
I personally was not sober.
Well, that's right. We have to look for his guitar. Yeah,
we were like ready, set.
So they were ready to perform, and he has no guitar. So we had to borrow a guitar from a different group that was supposed to play after us. But that was an awesome night, you know. It was a good, you know. Yeah. Thank you, boys. That's good.
Is there anything else you guys want to get out there before we wrap it up?
We're definitely missing one player from this band right now.
BJ is the most important guy.
Dr. Virjay, he's supposed to be playing drums. He couldn't make it here today.
He's back in the lab right now working on some interesting.
Is that what he told you?
Which lab is he in?
You're not supposed to know that.
Not that lab. Okay.
The brown lab.
Okay, this man here, Chris Blad, my friend Blad, he is not.
I wouldn't call.
He's Blad to the bone.
I wouldn't call him. I'm going to cry.
Oh, what a touching moment.
No, but Dr. Virjay couldn't make it tonight. He's busy doing crazy shit, like saving the world or something, so.
He's on SubtleThieves.com.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about Subtle Thieves, what that's about.
It's a bunch of weird people who record songs in the alley. But it's actually started a recording studio in town here, Funk and Groove Records.
Yep.
That's who's putting on Battle of the Bands. And so far, it's like, you know, it's just been about seeing everybody come together.
Is it a huge artist collective almost?
Without there being drugs or alcohol just involved, you know.
That's the weird part.
That's the weird part. Yeah. People come out and they're all, you know, like, for music, that's great.
Usually you have to lure them.
You know, like, yeah, something. Yeah. What else do we got?
Can we shave AC/DC into your beard, please?
No, H1N1.
All right, well, if there is anything else, and I think there might be.
We do have a lot of new songs, a lot different compared to our first album, still Instant Pink. I like to compare it as speed metal for soccer moms. It's a lot different. If you want a good show, something to laugh at, I guess, four guys on stage that don't seem to know what they're doing, but pull it together pretty good, come see Instant Pink. Athena, do you have anything else to say?
Rack.
So if you guys are looking to pick up some Instant Pink right now, this is what you guys have recorded. This is Ready Arm Trouble. Ready this arm came trouble. Out back a couple years back.
Yeah.
And like we said before, new material coming.
New material, a lot different.
But better. If you want to catch it, you got to catch it live.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing saran wrap at the show, so.
Just saran wrap?
And stuff underneath.
His wiener.
All right, well, I think we'll cut it off at the wiener. well, thank you very much for letting us talk to you guys here at this beautiful reception here. For your family wedding that's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yellow. Instant Pink with Shake Square. We also heard My Host in the midst of that interview. We kicked it all off today with a song called Bachelor X. All of that coming off of their Ready Armed Trouble album. Came out 2 years ago. Brand new show coming up for these guys next Friday in Lloydminster. Just do a search for Instant Pink on Facebook or on the internet and you'll find something related to these guys. This is the first new volume of The Grind in about a month. We came back from Las Vegas, and punk rock bowling kind of kicked my ass. I'll be honest. I didn't go too hard. I've got lots of stories from that trip, some of which I might share with you. We do have a few interviews from that adventure. That footage, unfortunately, that material, is en route from Australia. Explanation there. We had our buddy Nick, the Ginger Ninja, from Australia join us for punk rock bowling, and he brought a camera along. We unfortunately did not think to get the footage before he went back home. So that's en route. And The Grind, let me be completely honest with you. After recouping from Vegas and getting my life back in order and getting the day job back under control, I was just thinking, okay, I can get going on this again. I've got a whole bunch of good bands coming through town. Maybe do the Misfits on Friday in Lloydminster. No, as soon as I had that thought in my mind, just bombarded with a ASAP project at work that it's a pretty big undertaking. So we're producing some new local television programs, and for that reason, The Grind. It's gonna be a little bit slow. Maybe you know, new grind here every once in a while. Maybe every couple weeks. Maybe once a month or so. But we're gonna still keep going. As well with the video side, I've been getting a lot of requests from people who know that I've been at various shows in the past, or some interviews that I've just haven't had the chance to get on the web yet. What I'm gonna do between being super busy with some other stuff, I'm going to lower my quality, my expectations, really my anal editingness, the constant editing time that I put into some of those videos. I'm gonna let quality lax a little bit from my point of view, just in order to get that stuff up there. It's gonna be a little bit raw, but there's just way too many things. I feel guilty sitting on a lot of this footage. So we're gonna do that. Video from all of the bands in this program, Volume 81. We're gonna get some video up from the Instant Pink interview that you just heard there. You can check the whole wedding out in the background, see what these guys look like in person. We've got some live performance video as well as interview footage from the Rectals and Corporation. We did catch up with them at the Deviate Tavern in Edmonton just recently. I guess going with the lower quality standards that of video that the Grind's gonna be putting out here for the next little while. I apologize for the audio on this on the performance footage because I really didn't have that set up too well. So my apologies to the bands and the fans, of course, too, of these bands or the Grind or whatever. But that will be coming up in that will be hitting the web. I don't know, probably in the next couple of weeks. So just if you're looking for that stuff, just keep an eye on the Grind's MySpace page, myspace.com/burnside780. We're up on Blip TV. That's the Grind PRC.blip.tv, and just do a search on the web. And you'll find us. We're on Facebook as well. So all that's the news for The Grind. We do have, along with these interviews today, we have another band that's back from the dead. Jacuzzi Fiend, coming from California. These guys have essentially been on hiatus for the last decade. But there's some new stuff in the works. These guys are working on a new album. That should more details on that coming out, but we do have a few songs from them on the program today. First, we're going to get to a song called Sweater Weather. This is coming off of their November Mornings, December Nights album that came out back in 1999. This is Jacuzzi Fiend, Sweater Weather, on The Grind, Volume 81.
Don't know what to do. came along, that's when you knew you were changed. And every year, you wait for the day, and if you wait long enough, it's gonna happen your way. Watching the skies ever so patiently, waiting for something, something to set you free.
San Fernando Valley's Jacuzzi Fiend, that was Sweater Weather. We do have one more track from them in our segment today. It's the first track off of their Seasons Change release that came out back in 2000. The song is called 99. If you want to find more info on this five-piece pop skate punk band, all you need to do is head over to myspace.com/jacuzzifiend. You can also head over to CD Baby and get yourself some copies of their previous releases. And that supports their new release, their first release in 10 years. So stay tuned, we've got more info on that coming up on the programs to come. In the meantime, Jacuzzi Fiend, 99.
Much.
two more interviews coming up for you on the program today. My name is Chris, and thanks for sticking around on The Grind. Our next interview is with Vancouver's The Rectals. Before we get into that, we're going to hear a song from them. This is called A Path of Least Resistance, and all the songs we'll be hearing from them in their interview coming off of their most recent release. To The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com, volume 81. We've got a couple dudes here from The Rectals. Let's get you to introduce yourself.
My name is Andrew. I play guitar and microphone.
My name is Slut. I play bass guitar, microphone, and management.
So let's get a little bit of a history on you guys. Where are you from? How long you've been around? Get some releases out, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we're from Vancouver, British Columbia. And we've been around for about, what, 3 years?
3 years.
3 years now. We have 3 CDs out right now, 3 releases. We're actually working on a third, but we have a preview on a burnt CDR, actually, right now with
poor.
Us in a plastic bag because we can't afford to actually get the finished product done for this tour, but it will be done eventually.
Whatever you donate tonight will be deducted from the actual package when we're done with it. We spent like months in homelessness last year because of this fucking CD, so please enjoy it. We did the whole like, oh well, if we pay more we better, you know, get more quality out of it. It's arguable, but it does sound great, so yeah. Enjoy our poverty.
Where did you guys record that?
Studio.
At the bunker. The bunker studios in Vancouver.
I'm drunk. At the studio.
Yeah. The bunker studios in Vancouver. It's on Nanaimo and Pender, I think. The guy's name is Neil B. Williams. If you look for him, he's in a band called Noise Tribe Zero.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, he's really good at what he does. He's a great engineer for recording and mixing.
Nice. Now we should say that this is not the entire crew.
No.
From the band. What's going on with that?
Our drummer is, he's got finals right now. He's still in high school. He's 17. He's a phenom. He's only been in the band for 4 months. He's our new drummer. He wants to come, said he could come. Turns out it conflicts with his school schedule. So instead of fucking dropping out like a bunch of wieners, we decided to adapt and prevail. So it's an acoustic tour. Right,
we wrote a song on that subject, actually. By the same.
Play tonight.
Yeah, man, get it on this thing.
Yeah, trying to get some good audio because we're pretty proud of the lyrics. they're pretty explanatory.
Yeah, but it's just the three of us when it comes to our actual band plugged in, bass, guitar, and drums, and I think that we fill it out pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say we fill it so well.
To the brim.
We fill it to the brim, balls deep.
That's what she said. So how has the tour been going? I understand there's a little bit of a game counting some cards.
Yeah. Yeah, Roadkill, we're at 508 right now. We were actually kind of disappointed. Actually kind of disappointed when that happened, because we're like, once we hit like 400 something, we're like, no way. We were in disbelief. we thought maybe we're gonna get to like 50 something.
Yeah,
by the end of the tour.
Yeah, turns out Saskatchewan is just a fucking meat grinder for poor defenseless critters.
Man, just like, we were like, this is so expansive. We're like, nobody's gonna believe us. It's so huge.
7 in British Columbia, 20 Alberta. 500 fucking Saskatchewan, you sadistic fucks. Fucking, they should like quarantine that whole province.
We'll
animals.
We'll show you our tally sheet actually later. We have like a big long tally sheet with 500 ticks in it. Every time we see one, we're like, bang,
the best
one, was, two, three, four, five.
And if you can't write it down before you're done counting them, it's called a combo. We had a 36 hit combo. We're just like, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, oh fuck. Okay, 36.
Yeah, but that's extra points because it all racks.
Yeah, there were so like spots where they were so concentrated we had to slow down to count them. Honestly,
hit the hazards and just do fucking 60 in the highway. You're like, okay, got them all.
It keeps you awake though for driving the prairies.
You gotta do something. Exactly.
Oh, totally. For sure.
Now I understand if guys are not careful, your vehicle might end up as part of that roadkill count.
Oh fuck yeah, we've been having so much trouble. Yeah. It's our it's my roommate's van.
It's Asvan.
Aslan Graves from Hypochrist, who we're playing with on our second last date of the tour. Good hardcore band. He's donated his van, Asvan Graves. Actually, this van was roadkill because it's the third one in over this, the green one. But a roommate of mine decided to take it for a joyride like 3 days before the tour, knowing 6 months in fucking advance that I needed the thing,
actually,
and wrapped it around actually, a fucking semi truck.
It was a Chevy Venture.
Oh, shit.
It was this one, except white and smaller.
Yeah. Wow, way smaller. What the hell? We got gypped. A cop out. But yeah, he fucked it up and then panicked and went out and bought this thing like the same day, pretty much from some dude he knew. So yeah, we've had to put many, many dollars into it to repair it on the road. And but yeah, it's all right. You know, it just doesn't idle or do under 30.
Yeah, man. You try if you pull into a stoplight and don't keep your like both feet on the brakes and the gas and be pumping kind of both, you will stall the vehicle.
Neutral and floor the shit. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going down.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's spark plugs or timing or melting or something.
Melting. That's a fucking mechanical term.
We live in a day and age where you can call the cops and at the same time order a pizza to your door, and you'll get sick of waiting for one to leave the donut shops, and guess which one will get there more quickly. He doesn't fucking care about the structure of the system. Doesn't give a fly for the protection of public property. He's not a fucking bigot, so no movement system. There'll be no brutality, cause kindness is key. Call Dave, the pizza guy. Call Dave, and tell him bring a gun. He doesn't have a quarter flow, he's not a dick, he won't get killed. Dave, he's oppressing no one. Impervious to bullets, but he'll never get shot, cause he's an actual good person, not a fucking cop. And he's got social control under crime fighting guys. Stay fighting crime with overpriced hot wings on the side.
Two more months.
So besides all the roadkill carcass count and the van issues, how was the tour, Vince?
Fucking amazing. Oh my God. We had our doubts. We're like, you know, never for a second were we like, we should drop out. But we're like, how can we make this work? So we actually contacted our old drummer, asked him if he could do it. He just like returned from a layoff. So he's like, sorry. Well, then what do? Well, we practice acoustic. We write acoustic nowadays before we used to write electrically. But now we mostly write acoustic. Like, fuck it. Let's just adapt and prevail. We had our doubts coming into this thing, but every single show has just been phenomenal. People have been loving it.
It's a different vibe completely. It's like when we're playing plugged in, it's like everybody gathers at the front of the stage and they're like throwing like down and like really moshing and getting into it. But like the second show, I realized like I was still enjoying it. I'm sitting on a stool for the first time ever on stage playing acoustic, and people are like sitting down, and I'm really cool with them sitting down in their seats and not being on the dance floor in front of me. Like, if you want to be sitting down, that's cool, because as soon as we're finished playing, everybody's really, really supportive and totally into it. For sure. Like, it's really, really evident that they've been paying attention the whole time.
Yeah, and it's a cool thing about it is like people actually hear your fucking lyrics, and like we put a lot of time and a lot of thought into the shit we say, because we mean what we fucking say. And yeah, it's actually cool to actually when you're taking the time between songs, you're kind of out of breath, because we're not holding back. We're playing acoustics, but we're still screaming as loud as we fucking can. When like, you know, once you're done, you're like, okay, the next song is about gentrification, for example, you know, and you talk a little bit about it or whatever. You very rarely now, because we're acoustic, get play a fucking song, which you get plenty of at, like,
a little bit, but the good thing about being acoustic is you can be like, oh no,
yeah.
No, you smell funny. Yeah, it's a lot more interactive.
Totally. For sure, it's intimate. Yeah. It's more sensual.
But don't take that as if we're holding back.
Yeah,
in
we're
any
not
way.
Pussies.
In any way, we're not holding back.
No, we're still blowing voices.
You guys are saving scissors.
Yeah, we're running with them. We're running with scissors. You told me to do that this morning, you fucker.
I ended up a pair of scissors and said, hey, can you run with these for me, please?
No.
That was the right answer. It was a test.
to a test.
But yeah, when it comes to holding back, we don't tone it down by any means, and we're not like, well, we want them to hear our lyrics, so we'll whisper part of this song and really bring
it
down.
Like, harmonize me on this chorus. Yeah. No, fuck that. We're going to play it exactly the same way. Sometimes it translates well. Sometimes it doesn't. Some of his solos have to change.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
tap that, solos right. On an acoustic, not so much. Not so much. So slapping and popping on an acoustic bass.
But even still, people are like, yeah, you tried.
Yeah. Hey, A for effort. Yeah, we get it though. And they've still been buying our CD, which is all fucking electric and plugged in anyways. Even though we're doing an acoustic CD sometime this year, right? So it's pretty cool. But yeah, translating it pretty well. I'd like to see us. I wish I could like get so shit-faced I have an out-of-body experience tonight.
Well,
honestly, so far, I've been to plenty of acoustic acts, and I think we're the most aggressive I've been to, even though I'm on stage doing this shit. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, toot.
What about Mr. Plow?
Where would you go?
Mr. Plow! I love that fucking guy. He's good and fun and funny, and he's like verse-chorus type of guy. But we're like Mr. Plow's angry, illegitimate love children on this tour.
Very different.
Very different.
Very different than, like, we play the same instrument, but in the same way as Journey plays the same instruments as like Black Dahlia Murder. Like,
thanks for the comparison. Is essentially what Andrew's saying. what a passive aggressive way to tell him off. We're not fucking Plow. No, it's good, but I do like my vitamin G for sure.
Being dis- brought forth.
For you guys or friends in the scenes, what are some bands God. That
we everything every single fucking thing we hear, we take it as negative or positive influence. One of the things a lot of people fail to recognize these days is that Simple Plan influences hardcore as much as the other fucking hardcore bands do, because it shows you what not to fucking do. We're inspired by everything we learn. Instead of like turning our brains off and ignoring some shit, we'll physically endure garbage to learn from their mistakes. We want to be the most like evolved, adaptable, and like expressive and open-minded. But so far so good, I'd say. And friends in the scene, fuck, everyone who meets us, it's not a competition. We're all in this together, right? Like, as long as you like play for the same reasons we play, which is fucking heart, you know, conscious message, or fucking just making really good music, then fucking we support you. Balls out. And that's what my like promotional group back home is about, Ridge Radicals. You know, I got that. You'll get a business card pretty soon. But it's like the lower mainland of British Columbia. We got the Ridge Radicals, which is just a free community. If you support the community supports you. It's a beautiful thing. We sell the shows using that thing. It's beautiful. I love it.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else you guys want to get out there before we wrap it up today? Where can people find you online?
MySpace.com/TheRectals.
MySpace.com/TheRectals.
Facebook, search us, The Rectals.
Tour updates you'll find on there. We're going to be adding a bunch of pictures and videos of our on-tour road shenanigans. And, I guess you're going to be probably one of the few videos that was actually taken of us on this tour.
Thus far, anyway. we should probably cut back to like 3 beer every 10 minutes for like, if he's recording it, fuck, I don't know, man. We should probably mellow out. Oh, that's actually weird because our last quality recording was here.
Sort of, yes. Our last quality tour recording was actually here.
Plugged in. Can't remember who did it for us. Unfortunately, it's on YouTube. But it's the same place.
This was as far as we went our first tour. We went with a band called North or Die from Abbotsford, BC. Okay. Yeah.
And then, I guess if we had something to say to people, it's just be open-minded, you know, just fucking give us a shot.
And you know what? So far, they've been doing great.
Very good job.
I'm really super impressed.
For sure. Yeah, like, I'm actually, like, you know, for that split second, our buttholes were puckering. We're like, yeah. Are they going to like us? Or are they just going to boo us off the stage? And we're like, you know what? Fuck it. Plow does it. And so, you know, although you brought him up, you know, I was kind of using him as an influence. You know, if people boo us and throw cans at us, I'm going to get drunk.
I want to play. I would like to play a stage with Chickamar. That would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, we were saying fucking with a buddy of ours out in Kamloops. That would be a fucking pinnacle of our career. If you played a show where they had chicken wire where people are throwing shit and you're just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to keep on playing.
I want to play it so I can say I've done it.
Fuck a Juno Award. Wait, isn't that movies?
Well, actually, really, really quickly, I just, the guys who mastered our album, Sweet Sound Labs. Yeah, Alex from Sweet Sound Labs. They had a Juno recently. Alex from Sweet Sound Labs, I thought I'd just give him a quick shout out because he was great to us in the studio. And yeah, I noticed there was a Juno sitting on his table.
just
hanging
Juno.
Out.
I use it as a coaster.
Yeah, I didn't know what a Juno looked like, so I had to ask him what it was.
I don't have TV, so I know Juno's out. Yeah. I just dropped them in.
One Dimension now from the Rectals. Also in that interview segment, we kicked it all off with a track called A Path of Least Resistance. We also heard a little one there about a comparison between cops and pizza. And cops not really doing too much for you. The pizza will get there faster. That song was called Dave. Also a song called Three Damned Rats. That was the acoustic track that you heard there. Up next, we have the final interview in the program today. We're talking about Corporation, some ska reggae punk rockers coming from Brampton, Ontario. Brampton, Ontario, home, original home of punkradiocast.com. These guys have a fucking wicked sound, like a lot of the bands we featured in the program today. And these guys caused me, their music, I should say, caused me to just make one of those insane, I can't really afford not having the sleep. I can't afford the trip itself. But it's Corporation Live. It was a fucking wicked show. I'm glad I made that trip to Edmonton for a Tuesday night show. Wednesday morning was a little bit rough, but I think it went all right. Let's get into some music with Corporation. This is coming off of their most recent release, The Return of the Corporation, coming out at you on Title Track Records. This is Don't Trust a Man Wearing Sunglasses When It's Cloudy. Corporation on the Grind, Volume 81.
Cause the latches put the skates cut. We are a world, our world now it don't be. Let
Welcome back to The Grind on punkradiocast.com. We're up to volume 81. We are back from the dead. This is what this volume's all about. We've got some dudes here from Corporation. We've talked to these guys. We've talked to one of the individuals before on the phone. A couple, I don't know, what, months ago, I guess?
March?
Something like, I don't know. I don't know. I lose track of time. But anyways, you're here in Edmonton right now. You're playing the DV8 in about an hour or so. How the hell has your tour been so far? You're coming from Toronto.
Yeah, we're coming a long way. I mean, it's how many miles? He's the mile tracker. How many miles has it been? I mean, it's a long way.
Like roughly like 3,500 kilometers. You know? Roughly, like maybe more, maybe like 4,000. I don't even know. I've just been just like 5 days in a row being trashed. Six days. Where am I anyways?
We're up to
you're in
day.
Calgary. I mean.
So let's before we go any further, let's do a little introduction of who's who and what they play, what role they play within the band.
Okay, I am Ian Incorporated, and I play the bass and also sing, but probably not a lot today because I lost my voice.
I'm Steve Heretic. I'm a percussor. I percuss in the band.
I'm David Corporation. I play guitar and I do some singing.
I'm Dustin. I don't have a cool last name like the rest of them, and I'm the roadie and label rep this time.
So what label are we talking here?
Title Track Records.
Title Track.
Right
Title
there. Track Records, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sporting it today for you.
He also plays double, like an extra bass.
Extra bass?
Two bass guitars.
He plays the best skin flute out of anyone I've seen. It's incredible.
I got a lot of spare time.
It's something to watch. It's amazing.
It is quite a feat.
So in terms of turnout and response for the shows you guys have played so far, making your way west, how's that been?
Well, to be brutally honest, turnout's like been pretty low. But the truth is, the people who have come out have been killer. Like Winnipeg, it was kind of the opposite, because Winnipeg, there was a lot of people there. They liked it, but it was like, they were more of like a this kind of crowd, just like chilling, you know, arms crossed, like, yeah, you guys are sick. But then we get out to, Saskatoon and Regina, and it's a smaller crowd, but the kids are like really having it. They really love the music there, so.
The one thing that was cool about Winnipeg, though,
Where'd you guys play at?
We played at the Low Pub, actually. So with the Low Pub, it was cool because it was attached to a hostel. They gave us rooms. But actually, the dudes from Propagandhi came out, and they liked it. They actually, they brought some friends, and their friends bought our album. And, we got to talk with them. Chris, he had to go early because I guess he has a newborn or whatever. But we were talking with Todd. Propagandhi, it was really cool. Nice. And, we can't complain. It's an honor. It's an honor to be able to play the shows. And, you know, we're having a blast. And people seem to be having fun with us. And so, you know. And, we've seen a lot of crazy things, too, along the way. So,
We have seen a lot of crazy things. We have seen very deep wound in a leg, gush blood. Like a geyser.
Like a geyser.
Like a geyser.
Like a BP oil leak.
You got it.
Like, his leg was like the BP oil leak like 10 times, man. Fuck.
He's the drummer.
Also, you guys, you set up a tent in Saskatoon, or just outside of Saskatoon, and did some mud wrestling? Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we mud wrestle every night, but I mean, what made it worse is that this wasn't by choice this time. We had to try to find a place to sleep, and so Saskatchewan being completely open, it was just like, well, let's find a field, and we did. But I mean, the weather in Saskatchewan, it's rainy one second, sunny the next, and it's just, we set up and when it was dry, but it started pissing rain, and we had a hole in the tent, and everything got wet and muddy, and
we got slaughtered.
I was sloshed.
But hey, man, too. You guys gotta get to me, man. I can set up a mean fire and a mean tent hammered.
We did get chewed out though by the quote unquote owner of the property we were camping on.
He's got our license plate.
He's got our blade. He's got to get
his I left a little present for him.
In the woods.
Enough said.
I don't know how to follow that. Well, let's talk a little bit about Title Track Records. You guys put out the most recent release for Return of the Corporation. What else is going on with Title Track?
We also have a band from Ottawa called Machine Gun Dolly, and we brought out their CD, Nuclear Generation, about 2 weeks after Return of the Corporation. Yeah. And we recently signed out of Montreal, Quebec, Old School Politics, which is a pop punk band.
Cool.
And the record's coming out later this summer.
Nice.
So, yeah.
How has the response been so far for Return of the Corporation?
I'll take it away. The thing is, our first record actually pretty much, our second and first record sold pretty good. This one hasn't people haven't purchased as much, I guess, because the scene where we're from, kind of died, and we put it out at a bad time, put it out in the summer, but, it's still done well, it still held its own, but, I guess that's the way it is.
What I have to say is, sales aren't there, but I don't really think it has to do with the music, it's just the industry. People are just downloading, burning, borrowing from friends, iTunes and all that stuff. The reviews we get from it, actual reviews from newspapers and stuff, and just people who have bought it and picked it up, they seem to really like it, and that's what counts, you know what I mean? Live, people seem to enjoy the songs, yeah. And that's what we ultimately do it for. I mean, a record supports our live show, and people love the songs live. At least it seems that way. So, the review seems to be good, and we're just going to keep on, putting it out there for people to pick up.
I recall that we were talking last time, we were saying, the scene was just on its fucking spiral down, right,
yeah,
when that was
coming
out?
Apparently we're out of date genre now, according to Saskatoon papers.
Yeah. We're an out of date genre.
Apparently no one bothered to tell us Scott was dead.
No one bothered to tell us. Yeah.
Well, no matter what the Saskatoon papers say, I like the album, and I know a lot of the Grind listeners and Punk Radio Cast listeners like it as well. Favorite track? Let's pick Steve.
Steve, the guy who doesn't play on the album.
And that's why I chose you.
All right, my favorite track. Oh, man. Let's see what's not going to get me killed by these guys.
I don't care.
No, but I'm just kidding. My favorite track, I think, is How Do We Handle Redemption? Yeah. It is very fun to play. And, yeah, it's just a good track. When I picked up the album before I joined the band, it was probably the song that stuck out the most to me. So it's cool to get to play it.
Yeah, there's a lot of diversity song style-wise on the album itself. You guys have an instrumental as well. We were talking about that last time we talked. Plans to play that tonight, perhaps?
Instrumental track, sort of like, it was just like kind of more of an album thing. And like, kind of looking back, I'm like, it kind of wasn't really the best song in the world, I guess, now thinking about it. Like, apparently, like, people ripped it to shit, and I guess when I think back to it, I'm like, you know, it wasn't bad, but it was like, it wasn't up to par with the rest of things on the album. Like, it was really, when I look back, it was cool, but it kind of is a little bit like filler, you know? Like, we could have done, it would have been just as good album without it, you know what I mean?
It's one of those, it's just like, you know, if you listen to the album, go get some more food. You know, if you smoke, you know, just take, you know, do a bowl, whatever. It's just that, you know, chill out, let it rest before we kick your ass again kind of thing. And so, you know, that doesn't really transcend to a live setting. It's kind of just like, we just want to pump our stuff to you while you're here in and out. So, yeah, you probably won't see it live.
I only ask because Rectals, they're ripping it out acoustic tonight. We talked to them a little bit earlier. We've got some stuff coming up. Or we just had some stuff in the show with them, I guess. And, yeah, just bands trying to do different things with what they have to work with. So I wasn't sure if that was something you guys might be ripping out for us. But what else is coming up for Corporation? You guys still have to make it out to Vancouver?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going right out to Van City, and then we're going to drive like crazy back to Ontario to play Thunder Bay. We're also doing Calgary as well, so we got like three shows left.
Maple Ridge.
Well, I forgot about that, too. So we got a few shows. We got a few shows kicking them out. And then heading home, and then pretty much right away, we're doing some NYC stuff. Cool. And then after that, I really don't know.
We're in the works of talking about probably like just a quick little tour with the Snips. We may do East Coast later in the year. That's kind of in the works, you know, with our buddies, the Delinquents from Toronto. So, you know what? We're just going to keep playing shows, and we're going to be recording probably in the fall or late summer. So, you know, expect a lot of great new stuff soon from us.
That, of course, is going to be on Title Track.
We haven't talked about it.
Let's put you on the spot right now.
Hopefully. I mean, we'll see how this whole trip
was just inviting him along. It was just trying to suck up. That's all it was. Like, please put out the next album.
You know, we realized that every night they keep drinking, so they don't really ever, you know, they're never hungover. We just get him more and more drunk. That's true. Point by the end of the tour, he's gonna be so drunk, he's gonna have signed a contract, not even realize, like, fuck, I'm putting out the next 10 albums.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Anything else you guys wanna get out there before we wrap it up today?
You know what? Just thanks for having us on your show, man. And like, we're really happy to be here in Edmonton. Me personally, this is the farthest I've ever been west and north in the entire country, and I'm just having a great time. The people are amazing, way better than people. Like, I mean, I love people in Ontario too, but there are a lot of assholes in Ontario, straight up. And out here, like, the entire time, only met one dude who was an asshole, and he was in Saskatchewan, and you know what I mean. So he's just like the one dude, and that was it. You know.
And then his lawn got shat on.
Yeah,
those secrets out.
But and we also made a fire on his lawn, so. I guess that's not cool too, right? But
yeah, man. Go for it.
No, I was just gonna say the West is the best. You know, I like it out here. It's pretty awesome. It's way different. Yeah. It's way different. Like, whole mentality. It's a way different way of life than back home, and I like it. It's cool. Maybe I'll move out here one day.
Yeah. I mean, what we're doing is just a labor of love. We're you know, we're in this just for the, you know, the music itself. And so anyone out there who, you know, who's watching this, who couldn't make it out to this tour, I mean, you know, try to request us on Punk Radio Cast. You know, our album's on Interpunk and iTunes, so wherever you are in the world, you know, we can get it to you. And, you know, we would just appreciate the, you know, if you could, you know, listen to what we do, because we love doing it, and we're doing it for you know, the fans and everything. So it's it'd be great if, yeah, you can, you know, just support and yeah.
You guys are on the Facebook, you guys are on the MySpace, you guys are on the what else?
We're on the interweb and the Google thing and the Google Net, yeah.
We're so whereabouts can people find you? Just do a search for Corporation.
If you search Corporation Ska Band, you're gonna find stuff. But if you really want, www.myspace.com/CorporationSkaBand. That's the MySpace, and seriously, you can get all the links from there. You can get the iTunes. You can get
it's an erect
Interpunk. You can get them all. Everything you need to know from that site. Seriously, so check it out. That's what I'd say to anyone.
And Title Track Records is
www.titletrackrecords.com or myspace.com/titletrackrecords. And you can find Corporation, a bunch of their tunes, and the rest of our bands.
Fucking A. Well, thank you very much, guys, for taking some time out of your evening and the boozing, perhaps, or whatever
I
pulled you away from.
I didn't take any time out of boozing.
That's true. Hey, this man is multitasking.
I need to start drinking this shit because the other shit in there, man, is just not happening. You know what I mean? I need some bud to, like...
Not feeling the lucky lager?
Not feeling the lucky.
The pyramid
of
lucky.
We have lucky back home, too, but you know what? I'm just not feeling it, you know? It's like, fuck. I got other cheap shit in a van that's probably better.
That's already paid for, right?
It's paid for, too.
There you go.
At the age of 18, that's Corporation. That's coming off of a previous release, not their newest release. That was entitled The Corporation Strikes Back. Some great stuff from them. Great stuff from all of the bands in the program today. Make sure if you want to check out some live performance video, some interview video, just keep your eye on The Grind's various internet presence. Search The Grind on Punk Radio Cast on Facebook, on Google, on MySpace, Anywhere you can find internet, we're pretty much polluting it in some way. So that's there. The video will be coming up in the next little while. And in the next volume of The Grind, I'm not entirely too sure when it's going to air yet, but we will have interviews with Flatfoot 56 and Montreal's The Brains. A little bit of psychobilly, a little bit of Celtic punk rock for you. And that will be coming your way in the next couple weeks, at least, I will say, the next couple of weeks. So thanks for tuning in to another volume of The Grind. If you want to make some requests, maybe suggest some future From the Mailbox bands, or just even enter a contest, or drop me a line and say hi. I can't guarantee I'll get back to you right away, but we do appreciate it. And The Grind does thrive on a lot of great suggestions from our listeners. And I'll catch you next time on punkradiocast.com. Cheers, guys.